Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing tonight?
I'm just peach keen. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
You sound so concerned. You sound very intense.
What's going on? I am. I couldn't wait to talk to you. I really couldn't. Yeah, because I just wanted to know, like, I kind of caught a little glimpse of some stuff on Twitter, and I know that, you know, we're not drama-filled people, as everyone know, but I just want to know, was that, like, some real stuff happening, or what was that? Please put me at ease.
Are you talking about the other day where I tweeted that someone told me they wanted me to die?
Yes, I was so
upset
okay. about that.
Actually, no one tweeted it. I shouldn't have said that. It came in a series of comments on both my blogs, like on the show website, and he even contacted me by email through Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
He was just very, very passionate about the subject of small penises. And I think it's because it struck a chord.
Right.
Because he later, it was actually very fascinating to watch from a psychological standpoint, because you could watch, like, this guy did this over a series of hours all through the night. But the first one I opened up was the "I think you should die." And I'm like, whoa, okay, I'm not even awake. What the heck is this, right? So, anyways, long story short, he apologized. I think he's just got some issues, and that's okay. He's kind of just learning and felt very passionate about small penises. So,
I mean, I think there's quite a few million people that feel passionate about small penises on some level.
I'm quite sure there is, but he felt that small penis males were killing themselves because of me saying that women enjoy larger penises.
Most women do, the ones that I've met.
That's what I'm saying. So,
it's one out of every 10.
And, you know, and it's like, okay. Like, I'm about to take the responsibility for people killing themselves. Not going to happen.
Absolutely not. You have nothing to do
with
that.
And I haven't heard of any recently anyway, so I'm really not going to lose sleep over it.
Absolutely. So, you know, I just wanted to know a little bit because, you know, I was pulling out the Vaseline and then remembered I had the wrong bags, but I was ready anyway. So I was like, what? I got to revisit this. Oh, my God.
No, it was just, it was a very strange day, so it was interesting.
Good, but I'm glad that it all died down and he got himself together and, you know.
You know, I even invited him because it happened on the day of the show. It happened on Tuesday. And I had actually got in touch with him. I emailed him and said, you know, you feel this passionately about things. Come on the show. Call me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm more than willing to talk to you about it. You know, don't be shy. If you're that
mm-hmm.
passionate about something, definitely, I'll discuss it with you.
Right, that's because you're the one, you're number one, and everyone knows this, and now he does too, so I'm okay with him losing his mind and getting him back on track. So,
yeah.
Anywho, I just want to give a big shout out to Bubble Butt Sissy in the chat room. She's the only one representing tonight, but it's okay. You know,
we're okay with that.
We're okay with that. We're okay with it, totally. I've been off the market with, like, really tweeting and stuff lately because I'm in the process of trying to figure out what kind of car I want. So it's been really draining.
You know what it is? It is very draining when you're trying to find that perfect thing. And honestly, I've been looking myself for, like, the past 3 years because I just keep buying junker cars.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, no, I think I'm ready for a new one again. And I haven't found anything that really knocks my socks off. So I don't know.
Right. They may,
I know
may
what
knock,
you mean. So if you're out
right,
there
it
looking,
may,
it's like,
Right. It may knock your socks off in terms of payments, but for me anyway, so that's what has been really my reservations about everything because I'm extremely, extremely picky. And guess what, guys? I don't even have my license yet, but yet I want a car. That would be my motivation to get my license.
Yeah, making payments on something you can't drive will tend
exactly.
to do that.
Exactly. It makes so much sense. No,
it,
not.
It, you know, whatever motivates you. Oh, look. T. Austin Reed is here.
Hey, T. Austin Reed is in the house. So we have a good show tonight, you know, moving right along and stop talking
mm-hmm.
about, you know, my little car woes for now. And if anyone has any infinite knowledge about cars and what makes sense, please hit me up and let me know because I know nothing. So anyway, and that's why I'm taking like a bunch of different people with me every time I go to make an appointment with different car people because I just don't want them to know that I don't know anything.
Oh, my God, and they're so evil anyways.
Yeah, definitely. So tonight's show, The Couch, we welcome you and we welcome all those who are trailing in and those who will listen to us archived. We appreciate all the support and the love. Tonight we're going to be talking to for a few minutes Sunshine Moreau. And she's a little cute little thing. You know, I
she's
love
adorable.
The dress on her website.
She is absolutely adorable, honestly. I went over to her website the other day and went, oh my God. Like she's just.
Right.
She's
right.
Just
little
so cute.
Butterflies. Exactly, the little butterfly.
I know.
Says, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. Hello Kitty and butterflies, then I'm your best friend.
I was just going to say, she should be like, you know, Hello Tranny or something. It just she's just like kittens and roses and fluffies and we should, honestly.
That is the cutest. Hello Tranny. That should be a shirt. We trademarked that.
They
so.
Actually, one of the girls, I think it was Eva actually, has like a little kind of offshoot of a little kitten like Hello Kitty on hers, and it's just it's so adorable.
Wow, it is. It really is. And actually, since we've been having these type of shows and type of talks and stuff with these beautiful women, I've totally seen like some creative sites. So,
and aren't they just
out.
Absolutely
mm-hmm.
stunningly done?
Yeah, definitely
beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
So, you know, we're going to be talking to her right about now because she's, you know, in the queue. So we're going to just
Is she
jump
in the queue?
In.
Yeah, get her on.
She is,
let's talk.
Definitely. So for all those, you know, because I was told that last time we weren't, you know, giving out the number frequently enough for people to call in. So you can call in at 818-495-6975. So without further ado.
Okay, well, don't go so fast.
75.
Okay, there are some people who are very slow and maybe dyslexic. 818-495-6975. There.
Definitely. Thank you.
Okay, and if you don't get it that time,
voice.
Then I can't help you. You're probably licking windows.
Exactly. So without further ado, let's bring on Miss Moreau. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hi, gorgeous.
Hello?
She's hey, gorgeous. You're the gorgeous one.
Hey, how's it
sunshine.
Going?
you're the gorgeous one.
So,
it's not
like,
us tonight.
It's
all about you.
So, like, I'm, like, cracking up, like, listening to you guys, like, read me on the DL about my website.
Yeah,
no,
about the
seriously, that website, oh, my God, girl, it's like... You're like the epitome of a Cupid doll, like just the old, really
oh.
cute little, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you haven't gone, what is your website? Tell everyone to go, because honestly, go.
Sunshineland.com?
Yes.
There you go.
Sunshineland.com.
Say it again slower. Remember, window licking. Come on.
Sunshineland.com. That's sunshine with a Y and not an I.
There you go.
Absolutely. You know, like Doc says, it's really, really a cute site. It was really well put together. And, you know, from the butterflies, we became best friends. That's all I have to say about that. So.
No, it's just she's so cute. Like, even if we take all the cute little things off her website, girl, you're cute. You're just so cute.
Oh,
I just want to walk over and squeeze your little cheeks.
Aww.
The ones on your face.
No, I want to see the ones on her. How about the ones on her bottom? Because that's cute, too. That's cute, too. I see those little yellow pants
on that
on
little
the site.
Bubble butt. See, there
right,
you go.
Right, right. Definitely. So, okay, enough of, you know, giving you all these, you know, cuddles and, you know, giggles and all this other stuff. Let's just jump right into it. How do you respond when you get those type of comments from people? Because me, personally, I can't take them. But how do you handle them? Because you're very quiet while we're, like, giving you all these yummy compliments.
I mean, it's a little, like, awkward, you know. It's kind of like, oh, you know, thanks, okay, stop, you know, don't say it again, you know. But it's flattering, of course, you know.
That's real. I like it. Like, okay, thank you.
I would
you
think you
tampon.
Would be used to it by now.
I mean, not really. You know, it's still, I mean, sometimes, yeah, but it's still, like, you know, I don't know, it's, you know.
Well, you better get used to it.
Exactly. Exactly, because it's going to be happening every day of your life from now on. So what's this, you know, win a date with Sunshine? Tell us a little bit
Woo!
About that. I mean, I know that
oh,
was like,
yes.
you know, last year, but that wasn't too long ago. So tell us a little
I
bit
know,
about that.
You know, and I'm doing another one because, like, some of the guys from, like, the UK and stuff were complaining because, like, I only did it in the U.S. So I'm going to do another one with U.S., Canada, and the U.K. as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do one more. But I'm basically, like, I just picked, like, three random guys that were members of my site. And then I asked them all, you know, if they wanted to do, like, a video with me. One said yes, the other two said no. But I still, you know, met them, hung out with them, you know, and all that jazz. But the one guy agreed to do a video with me, and I did it, and it was pretty fun.
Oh, that's right. I mean, come on. What's up? You know, I need to hang out with Sunshine, like, seriously, not playing. Because who would have even thought of that concept? I would have never thought about that. Like, want a date with me and video, like, today, like,
yeah.
right now, this is all happening.
Well,
you've got to remember that a lot of men are exhibitionists, so they're going to jump on that.
Yeah, I mean, like, at first, like, that wasn't a thought. It was, like, a joke when I met the one guy. He was like, yeah, you know, I would do it. And then I just said, I called, you know, the little guy and said, well, come on and let's film. And that was that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, fun times. I like it. And it's fun. You know, it gets the juices going and it gets a lot of feedback. I'm sure it has. And, you know, I just,
yeah.
you know. Going to steal the idea at some point. I don't know when, but, you know, I'm going to fit it in my schedule. Definitely. I'm just kidding. So what are your fetishes? Because, you know, I know that
well,
it comes with part of the
biz. Well, that's assuming she has any now.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. I know some come with part of the biz, and then some of them, you know, it may not even be your thing. So do you have any fetishes at all?
I mean, like, I don't think, like, I do. I mean, because the things that, you know, I say when people ask me that question, like, I'll say certain things, and they're like, oh, that's not really, you know, like a fetish, you know, so I don't know. Like, and like, the things that, and honestly, and things that I would consider that I like as a fetish, I've never tried. But as far as, like, what I like to watch during porn, that I would consider maybe a little fetishy, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
like,
enlighten us. What do you like to watch in porn? Your
right.
fans
so
want to
with
know.
Porn. Yeah. So with porn, there's a few different things. The one thing I do like, I like solo guy porn. Particularly there's this one, like, site. It's like called like Jock Butt. It's all these like muscular guys with like nice butts. And then I like interracial gangbang too. Love that.
Oh, no, that's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, would I say that you have fetishes? I would say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not right.
You just have regular sexual taste. That's
I'm pretty.
No, you don't have any
fetishes.
But that's
what I think. No.
Absolutely. So, you know, the age-old question is, you know, when did you know that you wanted to make this transition in your life?
I knew from probably 4 or 5 years old. You know, I always knew, but, and I think, you know, my family kind of, you know, knew as well, because, you know, my uncles would say things, you know, if you're a punk, you know, I'm going to kill you, you know, things like that, you know, but, I mean, once I told them, everyone was great about it. You know, I had, you know, there's no one in my family that disowned me. Like, I was in my brother's wedding, like, you know, I have a really good family.
So you have a good support network.
Yes, I do. I can
Excellent.
Say that.
Excellent.
Really
that's
do.
Really good, because I think that's probably the most important thing.
Yeah. And I know I'm so fortunate to have that, because I have so many friends that haven't spoken to their parents in, you know, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, it's unfortunate, but, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I was just curious, because we've been talking to a few people that, you know, are trannies or whatever, and I'm loving it because it's just broadening my horizons or whatever. But what are some of the things that people say in terms of, like, things not to say to you, you know, that just rub you the wrong way? Because I was kind of skeptical upon, you know, bringing this segment on and, you know, the diversity of it all. And I'm like, okay, well, what if someone told them to say this? And what if I asked a question that's disrespectful? So, you know, from your opinion and your experience, what do you think are things not to say or ask?
I mean, for me, I think most of it is common sense. And I think for, you know, I mean, you know, honestly, like, you know, like, don't call us he, you know, like, I didn't go through 3 surgeries to be called he, you know, things like that.
Right.
It's just, you know, simple things. But if you want to ask me, you know, how did you get your butt to look like that, or how did you do this, or how did you do that? Most transsexuals don't mind things like that, but it's just kind of like dumb questions that, you know, or do you like girls still, or, you know, just things like that. It's like, you know, what are you asking that for? You know,
right. Right, and it would be common sense. But then on the flip side, I know someone who has made the transition and actually like women. So that's where I've become a little confused at.
Right,
you know,
and
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people confuse, like, gender and, like, sexuality. Like, a person can still be a woman but like women, you know,
right.
just because, you know, this man feels like he's a woman doesn't mean he doesn't still like women.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I
so
mean,
is
it's
it,
confusing
sorry,
to me as well, being a person that doesn't like women. In my head, I'm like, ew, like, you know, why would you do that? But, you know, taking to the room and that's their thing. You know, whatever. You know,
but
hey.
I think a lot of people don't understand that either, is, you know, whether you're transitioning male to female to male doesn't make any difference. There's still going to be a sexual preference. In
right.
other words, you know, people will automatically go, well, no, that makes him gay. No, it's like, no, you don't get it. Nobody gets it. So it still comes down to, you can prefer men over women. You can prefer women over men.
Yeah.
You know, like, so what is your preference?
Oh, men, for sure.
Men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I can see why. I mean, if I had such a gorgeous everything, then, you know, even if it was both, who even cares?
Yeah, and I can, you know, I can dip and dab, you know, here and there, but, you know, I can never really be sexually fulfilled with a girl. No,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. Not going to happen.
Right. Absolutely. So, girls, cross it out. No.
Well, and people will say,
yeah,
but what's the difference when you're using a strap-on? There is a difference. You know what I mean? It's like some people will go, oh, well, there's no difference if a girl can use a strap-on. There's still a difference.
I'm just not, like, attracted,
you're not attracted to
female
to them.
Form. Yeah, breasts and hips and all that, I'm just not, that's not me, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think you're going to go full transition? Like, are you going to transgender?
I don't think so. And that's only because the vagina that, you know, I'll say that's on the market
mm-hmm.
right now just isn't a vagina. You know, it's a,
oh,
it's
really?
A big belly button. You know, there's no, a vagina is a muscle that squeezes,
right.
You know, and it's not a hole. So I don't want an extra hole inside me. Now, if they can,
mm-hmm.
like upgrade it to a muscle somehow, then, you know, I think about it. But for right now, no. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of transsexuals that don't want to lose their penis, too. They like it.
Yeah,
they're fond
I mean,
of it,
and,
you know?
And I don't have a problem with mine.
Yeah.
You know, like, in my head, you know, there's 1,000,000,000 beautiful women with vaginas, but not that many with penises. So why would I want to be normal when I'm already different? So I don't really have the desire to do it.
I was going
to
say, it's better just to celebrate how you're feeling and who you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, because right now, honestly, like I always say, you know, it's always good to, you know, people complain and nitpick about little things like, well, why would they do this and why would a person do that? But as I say, like everyone transitions into something and it doesn't have to be transgender. It could be, hey, you're transitioning from red hair to blonde hair or whatever it is that you're doing. You're changing
yeah.
yourself. You're altering yourself to look like something else.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it.
Right.
Well, look at
yeah.
the whole plastic surgery industry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to get some plastic surgery, like, for real. I need my boobs
lifted. And I'm not even only that, you know, hair extensions, makeup.
All of it, yeah.
You know, all of that, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's true.
What was it like for you growing up? Like, not so much with family, but having to go through school, were you ridiculed?
I mean, honestly, not really, because my brother was, like, the school bully. So if anyone was, like,
well done.
Me, then he would, and he's still like that to this day. If any guy tries to, you know, come up to me, he's like, that's my sister, you know. He's always been really protective over me. So, no. Any trouble? I mean, probably, you know, when I first started transitioning, like, it is a process. So, you know, I didn't look as QDQ at first, you know, I looked like a man with a wig on, and I would get stares and, you know, things like that, but
mm-hmm.
over time, that just goes away, you know, over time.
That's it.
I've never
How
had
do you
no
handle negativity now? Because obviously, you're going to get negativity.
I mean, like, sometimes I will see, like, mean things, like, on blogs and forums and,
mm-hmm.
Tweets even. I'm like, oh, my God, like, you know, why would you follow me to say these mean things? And I can say, like, sometimes my feelings do get a little hurt. But
yeah.
I can't, you know, just, you know, ignore it. But sometimes it's hard to. It's,
so what do you do in those
already,
moments
like,
when it's hard to let it go? Like, how do you bring yourself back out of it?
I mean, I just think that, you know, I'm blessed to have, you know, life that I have and that, you know, no one's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have, you know, cellulite and church marks and all that, and, you know, hey, whatever.
See, and the reason why I'm asking you that is, like, in case there's some, you know, younger transitioning kids who, you know, as we all know, they get bullied and they get harassed.
Oh,
and
I mean, they're going
to what
go
would you say
the
to them?
I mean, they're going to go through the wire, and not only, and that's the sad part about it, is not only from, you know, the outside world, but even from, like, transgendered and gay people. It's like they
mm-hmm.
knock each other down. You know, they'll comment on their hairstyle or if their nose is too big or if they're too muscular. And it's like, you know, we should be able to, you know, be united, but it's not like that at all. It's all competition and reading and shadiness. It's, you know, that's the way it is.
Do you find
so
that
develop a thick skin?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you find,
honestly,
do you find that you know, because in like it's a competition everywhere, even through just heterosexual females. So is it like that in the transgender community with you know, everyone going up against each other and things of that nature, or I'm the best, or I look better, and things of that nature? Is that still happening?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. I would say it's like that in it's like that in the LGBTQ. It's like that all the way through. It's very clicky. It's like that in the BDSM community. You know, there's people that go, oh, they suck because they do this, or, you know, they can't really be feeling this. It's just it's very clicky no matter where you go. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I think, you know, with the transsexual porn, you know, a lot of girls complain about some girls don't perform well, but for some reason they're still popular. And those girls that, you know, work hard and hard and hard and hard, and they never, for some reason, it never happens for them. But in my opinion, I think it's luck. It's all luck. You know, it's just, you know, because I know there's, you know, I mean, there's 1,000 girls shoot, you know, every year, and there's maybe 10 or 15, you know, girls that actually make a career out of it, you know, at a time. So, I mean, it's luck, for sure.
And your reason for going into porn, is it because you love sex? I mean, because some people tell me, no, it's not because of that. So what's your reason?
I mean, honestly, it was for the money, honey. You know,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
No, I think that's a legit reason. I mean, what the hell?
About me, I won't lie. You know, it definitely was for, you know, the money. And I just knew that, you know, I could make good money, and I had a feeling that I would do well only because, like, I had already had a little bit of a following just from, like, YouTube and things like that. So I was like, you know, I think if I do porn, I think I'll do, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. And I did, and I did. So, yeah.
Is there anything you draw the line at?
Have
you got any hard limits?
I've never had some on my face. I mean, I've never done that, like a facial. I've never done that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the only thing I've never done is, like, and I don't think I would ever do a gangbang either. I don't think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No gangbang and no facials. But other than that, I'm pretty good.
I know that's great. So do you have any upcoming projects and stuff that you kind of want to put out there to your listeners, your supporters, to all the new ones that you're going to gain tonight because you're so cutie cute?
Yeah, I'm going to relaunch my website. So we're giving it like a new look, you know, brand new look. And then I know my solo DVD is going to come out soon through SMC. And yeah, my contest should be starting next month for the new one. And that's Canada, the U.S., and the U.K.
Awesome. Ashley in the chat room says she's always had a fantasy. You know, it's always been a fantasy of hers, but, you know, with trans. So I guess I don't know if she can elaborate a little bit on that, Ash. I just want to make sure I'm saying
the
correct thing.
Oh, come on. Miss P, you're not that green.
No, I'm just saying, is it a fantasy for her to be with a
transgender
person? I mean, I want to, or beat them, because I know what she does, Or drag them through the
mud.
There
she goes. Okay,
know.
Did you see what she wrote? She wants to fuck
now
one.
Yeah, now I see
them. So does she want to fuck them with a strap on, or does she want to get fucked by one?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, like, what is it, Ash?
do, and we only have a few minutes,
so. That's the problem with it being on a delay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yours.
Okay, that wasn't helpful. We don't know what that means. Yours. Seriously. Yours doesn't work. Oh, okay, wait a minute. I might be able to translate. Perhaps she wants you to fuck her. Is that right? Do-do-do-do.
Okay. Wow.
Oh,
you know,
okay. I'm not figuring this out.
Me either. There's a lot going on. But I think that she wants sunshine.
Oh, okay. She said yes. She wants to be fucked by one.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, there are many girls online that she can call up, and for the right price, they will do that. So
there you go.
I know that's right. Okay. Number on speed dial, Ash. We're going to get
but
that.
But not me.
definitely not. But Sunshine, I just want to thank you so much for coming on to the show and sharing a little
Thanks
bit about
me.
Yourself. And when you do the site over, just please keep the butterflies at some point.
Oh,
somewhere.
Of course I am. Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Keep it
then,
totally
you know,
cute.
Yeah, they are.
Thank
I was
you guys.
Just still looking through it like, yay. So tell everybody where they can find you and where they can stay in tune with you at.
You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/sunshine_Monroe and on my website, sunshineland.com.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we'll be following up with you to, you know, stay in tune with all your progression.
All right, well, thanks, you guys. Have
You're
nice
welcome.
Night.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Sunshine. You're wonderful.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, so that was Sunshine, guys. Make sure that you guys go and check her website. Again, she said she's having a contest. The UK, the US, and what was the other one, Doc?
Canada.
So it's sunshine with a Y, land.com. Okay. So
Sunshine Land. Because it really is Sunshine Land when you go there.
It is. It's just like Candyland. Literally. Candyland.
Yeah.
So so we're going to be talking about now. We are back on the couch now, just Doc and I, and we're going to be talking about things in the news. So is it anything that you guys want to share with us? You can dial in, but we're going to keep it short and sweet at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with us. So, Doc, you roll. Tell me what you have.
Do you want me to go on about what I was ranting about today?
I want to know it all.
You want to know it all.
The floor is yours.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
I did an interview on my show with the beautiful Eva Lynn, who is another TS porn star. And I found out today that she had been very brutally raped and beaten a few days ago.
What?
And I was absolutely mortified to hear this. And then when I did some digging to find out what the heck was going on, she had posted the article online about what happened. It was three black guys in New York. There are pictures of these guys. And I am beyond pissed. Why am I beyond pissed? Because some of the comments that were left are disgusting. I realize that sometimes I can be kind of pie in the sky, and even to this day, I keep thinking maybe one day human beings will wake up and treat each other, you know, like human beings. But I continue to be proven wrong. So it just, you know, I was very incensed, and I was pissed off because in this industry that we work in, you don't, but I do, in the sex industry, just as Sunshine just finished saying, there's a lot of clickiness and finger pointing. You'll find that in BDSM, they'll point and say, you know, we don't want anything to do with the porn stars. It's just, it's ridiculous. This should not happen to anyone. I don't give a damn who you are. I don't give a damn what you do for a living. You know, there's speculation, and again, this is all coming from this article. I did not actually ask Eva herself. There's speculation that she was, you know, doing escort work. Again, I don't give a damn. I don't care if she's on a damn street corner, which I'm sure she wouldn't be because she's got, you know, far more class than that. But the point still remains. These gentlemen put a gun to her head, and then all three of them raped her and beat her. Wow. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you're transgender. I don't care if you're transsexual. I don't care if you are, you know, gay, straight, bi. I don't give a damn. This shit should not be going on. And I was pissed. So what I was trying to do was to keep tweeting that article and the pictures of these guys because we both, you and I both, have a lot of fans in New York City, and I think we can catch these douchebags because it's disgusting to me.
I'm just sitting here stunned, and if anyone finds the link and can put it in the chat room now.
I can put it in right now. I got it right here. I'll put it in right
now.
Yes,
please. And, yeah, I'm just, my heart goes out to her, and it's ridiculous. It really is. I'm sad. I'm saddened by this whole, you know, situation. For real.
It is. It's vile. It's disgusting. And the comments, I'm going to read some of the comments because you guys know if you want, call in, tell me what you think about this, 818-495-6975. I'm just going to read some of the comments, okay? Yes. We do not know the circumstances of why this went down, so we're not going to speculate as to, you know, was she escorting? Maybe. Was she not? Who the hell knows? Who cares? Because they're relevant. But you're getting comments like, the fact that she's a transsexual and never told him until he got there and things went cray, in that case, I offer no sympathy. Well, first of all, there are very few transsexuals who are that stupid, okay? Because they know that if they don't reveal it, this could happen. So I really don't think that someone who's been in the industry as long as Eva has been is going to be that stupid. So let's not even go down that road. There's all kinds of stuff in here. The woman is an escort. She knows the risks. She is also in adult porn. So, okay, so I'm not saying that there's not risks. What I'm saying is this shit shouldn't go down in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, I don't care if you're male, female, and believe me, guys, if you think men don't get raped, then you're stupid. So let's not even go down that road. I'm telling you right here, right now, men do get raped. So I don't care if you're male, female, I don't care who the hell you are. This kind of stuff should not be going on. And the fact that there are such vile comments being made about, well, she deserved it. What? So if you work in the sex industry, you deserve to be raped and beaten and held at gunpoint? Oh, I didn't know that. Somewhere that wasn't in my contract. That wasn't in my handbook.
Right.
But this is the kind of stuff that you're hearing.
Wow. I'm absolutely just blown away.
Here's one. Oh, you're going to love this, Ms. P. You ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
God stamped blacks with a warning label from head to toe, because it was three black guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
God stamped blacks with a warning label from head to toe. Take heed or live to regret it forever, if you're not beaten to death or die from AIDS.
What?
I mean, this is, it's just, you sit there and go, what? It's like,
wow. This is like, I don't know. This is sad.
Ladies, if you hang out with scum, this could, can, and will happen to you.
Absolutely.
No, it won't. That's one of the comments.
I'm talking about in
who's
terms
to say,
of,
yeah, who's to say that she was hanging with these guys? How do we know that they didn't knock on the door and, you know, bust their way in?
Exactly.
They could have followed her back from a performance. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. In terms of her situation, I'm not saying she was hanging out with them, but I mean in terms of just in general, people that hang out with those type of people, you never know what can happen to you. her, I mean, we don't have the whole story, so we don't know what happened, but I'm sure she wasn't hanging out with three black men. Not even black men, just three rowdy type of people, and put her, you know, put yourself in that position in a hotel room. So we don't know, but it's all just ridiculously sad, to say the least.
It's ridiculously sad that these comments are this archaic. Okay, you ready for another one? Gee, I wonder if this guy's a white supremacist. Are you ready for this? Blacks, no surprise. I know other ferals will jump up and down and defend these animals, so I'll just say I hope the woman was black. I have no problem when animals hurt their own. Blacks will always remain silent when Negro bangers shoot toddlers. Why should we care about dead blacks? And then the comment under that is, I bet she was white trash. What the hell is this? What the hell is that going to do with anything?
How about the one that said...
I'm here going, okay, you guys are completely missing the point of this.
The one who says, who cares? It's in New York. Good thing the cops didn't find a 32-ounce drink inside or it'll be the death penalty. So basically referring to malt liquor.
No, it's not. I thought it was, didn't New York ban soft drinks? I think that's what they're talking about, is had they come in and, you know, held her up with a can of soft drink, it would, you know.
You know what?
All right, don't go there. I know. Don't even go there.
It's funny, but it's just amazing of the things that people. Wow. If Obama had sons, really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's okay to beat up, rape, and threaten and kill prostitutes. Wow. Yeah, so it's really sad. And.
But anyways, you know, I was just trying to really tweet the story out there, trying to get everybody to retweet it. Let's see if we can get these guys caught. Because the long and short of the story is, no one deserves that. I don't give a damn who you are. And it has nothing to do with, oh, well, you work in the sex industry, therefore you deserve it. Bullshit.
Right. Sad. I'm already tweeting it, so, you know, everyone who's tuned in or will tune in to the archive link, please, you know, support by retweeting it, because it's really, really, really crazy, and I actually, you know, don't want to see this happening to other people.
No, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's ridiculous. Like I said, we don't have the backstory. We don't know how these guys ended up there, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't. Okay, you can say, oh, well, if she invited them back, then it's her own fault. Well, not necessarily. Maybe they were okay guys when she was talking to them.
Right, and it does say that she did ask for them, the guy to leave, and he returned with two other people.
So there you go. It was revenge right there. She told him to get out.
His ego was bruised, so he came back to try to prove a point.
And once again, the amazing penis does it all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That wonder drug, testosterone.
It's crazy.
So she tripped on his dick. That's what she did. She told him to leave. He was probably too small.
Offended because of that. You know, a lot of things, and I mean, I'm not a psychologist or anything like that, but I just think that a lot of people's reaction to things to this degree is because they're lacking and they hate themselves because of those things.
Sure it is.
Because anytime you want to just take sex from someone who's not willing just for gratification, it's a problem. I think all people that are like that, whether it's your husband who does that, whether it's whoever, they just need to be put under the jail. Seriously. No one should be
forced. I mean, can you not see this guy stomping out going, well, no bitch says no to me.
Mm-hmm. I can totally
hear it.
I can totally see it. And that's why this is like, it kind of just, this just kind of blew me tonight in the sense that it's depressing that it could happen to any one of us at any time.
And this and just, then, because she was on my show, this hit my inner circle. I don't like that. I don't like that
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely, Ashley. I agree. Like, Anyway, it's just making me so sad that I'm like, oh, goodness.
Well, I didn't mean to bring the room down, but, you know, it pissed me off. So I wanted it out there. I'm going to be putting up the pictures of these guys on the InBedWithDrSue.com website.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully if you want, you can head over there. I'm going to have that up by tomorrow, and I want you guys to go and check these guys out. And I just think we can catch them.
Absolutely.
You know, those pictures are pretty distinctive. I think, you know, somebody's got to know somebody.
Yeah, and I've been retweeting it so far, and I've been looking at these pictures, like, the whole time, trying to see if I get any inkling of any of these people, and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like,
well,
you
I
said,
know. New York's
will.
A big damn city, but
yeah,
you never
will.
Know. You just don't know who knows who.
Exactly. It's not going to go dealt with. Let's just say that. It's only a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and she tweeted a
picture
of herself today, and her eye was, like, really bloody. And
oh, my goodness.
She looked stunning because she had her makeup all done. It's just, like, the eyeball itself had been beaten to the point where there was, like, red in the eyeball. Like,
oh, man, bloodshot.
Yeah, but, I mean, bloodshot beyond, like, it's blown out. Like.
Right. It's just, my goodness. I have to send her something or something. Like, I just feel like, I don't know.
She just wants to go back to L.A. She's like, I just want to go back to L.A.
Right. It's just one of those things that I think that anybody that has a heart and a sense of humanity can kind of relate to and understand the position that anyone would be in that position. And
mm-hmm.
my heart goes out to her. And, you know, whatever I could do to, like, assess in this process, I'm definitely with it because this is ridiculous. And it kind of brings me to the thing that I'm actually doing on the 30th of this month about rape prevention. It's a whole big thing that I'm going to be going into with cameras to kind of support this particular topic in terms of fighting back, like at the dojo.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's,
you know,
that's a great idea.
For teenage women and, you know, signs to look for when you know that, you know, you think somebody really like is your boyfriend or like you, and they
mm-hmm.
put you in these positions and things of that nature. And they're actually going to be on a show this week on the 15th, and I'm going to be talking to the dojo instructors and the people that put this all together. Anybody that's, you know, interested in that can definitely, you know, tune in. And just become a part of, you know, what we're trying to do here for Evelyn. And just put the word out. Evelyn. So we can constantly just keep ciphering that, you know, this is not cool. Because so many times this is swept under the rug, just like what these people are doing now. Downplay it, and then it gets swept under the rug.
Yep. Or,
you know,
oh, it's New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting sick of that one, too. It's New York. What do you expect? Well, that's a nice way to, you know, let people know about your city.
It's global. It's universal. It's everywhere. It's not just New York. It's everywhere. Sometimes, sadly enough, it's in your own homes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people need to just branch out a little bit mind-wise and stop being so, like, pushed into a corner and fighting out of a paper bag. You know, just walk out of it. Stop fighting out of it. Walk out of it. It's okay. We're here for you. Arms opened.
Exactly. No, I think that's a fabulous idea. I think that's probably the best idea you've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Get that out there and let people know. And understand, this is not just women. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Really.
Everybody
not.
Needs to learn this stuff. You don't know who the hell you're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's not just New York, so let's not even go there.
Not even. It's everywhere. Ashley said, you know, sad fact is everyone knows someone that's been raped.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It is. And that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. It's a true sad fact, Ashley. True sad fact. And I know the chat room is really quiet and very subdued right now because I think for that reason, Ashley, that people can relate or know someone that has been in this position. So it's very disheartening to, you know, to hear. It really is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to pull myself, you know, out of this a little bit because I'll be here even after the show soaking. Like, I can't even believe this, you know.
I know. I know. I was absolutely disgusted when I heard that.
Yeah, it's really bad. But again, guys, you know, even if it's one retweet, just retweet it. And again, you can go to inbedwithdr2.com and check out the pictures if you haven't cut and paste the link like Miss P just did a little bit ago and was eyeballing these dudes to the T.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I mean, look at the T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because
the one in the middle.
People travel. They don't just stay
exactly.
in New York. So you might want to put your eyeballs on them for a little
bit.
And
the world is a lot smaller than you think.
It really is. It really is. So, I mean, because it's so, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, we fell into that whole moment of silence. I think we should, like, kind of, like, you know, close on that. And last time we didn't do Wampa Room, and I didn't realize it until I just signed off.
You didn't
like,
do
yeah.
I thought we did.
No, I was, no, Wampa Room, my week will not be the same. And it really wasn't.
Oh,
when
no.
When I tell you that it's been hell.
I thought we did Wampa Room.
No, we have to stay in tradition because when that
I know.
Deviates from that, and I promise you, my week is ridiculously untamed.
Okay, well then, see, if we do Wampa Room, you'll figure out what car you want.
If we do Wampa Car, then I can figure that out.
Ooh, Romper Car. Romper, Stomper, Domper, Do. Ms. P needs to find out what to do.
Exactly. You see how creative
this is. Why
this
I don't
is?
Rap. White chicks don't rap.
I love it. So
okay, so yeah. Romper Room. We're going to say thank you for being here to Ashley Louise, who is also known as Madam Devilish, and you can catch her on Twitter. And we're going to say thank you to Bubble Butt Sissy, who is better known
mm-hmm.
as Muffy. So if you want to hit up Muffy, she's on Twitter as Bubble Butt Sissy. And let's see. Then we have the vivacious, ever-stunning, unbelievably hot, oh, dear Lord, where is the fire extinguisher, T. Austin Reed? Oh, seriously. And honestly, just if you don't believe me, just go check her out. She's all over the internet for the love of the Lord. So anyways, and she's like amazingly talented too. So it's not that she's just hot. This woman can crank out the shit tune. So make sure you check her out.
Oh, I love it.
Well, you know, I love my babe.
Really
she's great. So the, and hello,
the
guest. Hello, guest, and anyone who's listening in later in the archives, we love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting both the Entune Show and In Bed with Dr. Sue. You got, oh, you're not speechless, woman. Don't even go down that road. when has T. Austin Reed ever been speechless? Mm-mm-mm. Doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah. She's going to sing you. She's going to sing it to you. If she's speechless, she won't talk. She'll sing.
That's,
do.
That's right. And we want her to sing.
Exactly.
Oh, just so you know, just because I know she's listening, I'm going to be putting an MP3 player on InBedWithDrSue.com. So you guys will be able to listen to what tunes I have of T. Austin Reed.
Aw, that's so exciting.
And Diamond Dallas is going to be on there.
Aw, Diamond
Everybody's
Dallas.
Be on there.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
C.R. Bundy.
Aw, look at you. And C.R.
They're
Bundy.
They're all
going
to go up on there so that everybody can hear.
You're
going to hear
it.
All my peeps, because my peeps be talented.
Okay, absolutely. So, Dr. Sue, tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, where can you find me? You can find me everywhere. I am on In Bed with Dr. Sue, the In Bed with Dr. Sue show here on Blog Talk Radio, InBedWithDrSue.com, TheDrSueReview.com. And on Twitter as Dr. Sue. You got to spell out the word doctor, though. Otherwise, you won't talk to me. Talk to me. I get lonely. It's sad.
Oh, goodness. You will not talk to this woman, and you don't want to miss the opportunity to do that. So you definitely want to get it right at all times.
Oh, okay, wait. And, oh, do you know what?
What?
Okay, hold on. What's going on? Anyways, yes, please understand, for those of you who are listening in who know this person on Twitter, Chocolate Slave, a.k.a. Ebony Slave, is also Fresh Slave, who has been pestering everybody. So he may actually get in touch with T. Austin Reed, which is why I'm saying please stay away from this guy. He is nothing but trouble. So, yeah. Oh, Queen Minx just signed in. Hi, Queen Minx. She's wonderful. She's such a
wonderful lady.
Aww. Oh, no, it's not. Yeah, isn't she cute? You have to see.
I have to go look.
She's very cute.
I have no idea.
She's
but
very
I'm sure
pretty.
She is. I'm sure she is, and I appreciate her taking the time to, you know, tune in real quick. A little late, but it's okay. We still.
That's okay. We love her anyways.
That's right. You got that
and she
right.
She supports my show too. I love her.
That's right. You got that right.
And and Vaz is listening in from India.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Vaz.
Exactly. Big hugs and love to you. He is just amazing.
And
every
Vaz called my show on Tuesday.
I know. I saw that tweet. And I was
so
like, I hope
cool.
he gets in. I hope he gets in because, you know, I'll be feeling bad like when he does it.
He's been having
Seriously.
Trouble getting through on Blog Talk, Cal Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great. And it was nice and clear and everything. It was terrific.
Awesome. I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about the next In Bed with Dr. Sue. So be there, everyone.
That's right. Erotic hypnosis. You know you want to know about it.
And you know you want it. No, look.
You know you want it. Come on now.
Okay, come on. Okay, bye. All right, guys.
There, at least
you
I
so
got
much.
You laughing before the
you
end
too.
Of the show. There
I
you
mean,
go.
I wasn't
there.
Cracking up all,
so it wasn't
the whole
so somber.
Night. No, it wasn't. My cheeks hurt, actually. So that's why I'm trying to get out of here on that note, because my face is going to be frozen in motion. So.
Uh-oh, okay. We want to keep it frozen there.
Yeah,
Godspeed to your car finding.
Thank you
If you find
so
anything
much.
Good, tell me.
I definitely will. I hope I can find something for $1. That's going to be like.
That would be so cool. One whole dollar. Ask if they have two, because I would like one, too. But it has to be new
color.
For $1.
Okay, I don't care what color, like.
Oh, no, I'm
one
not
door.
Picky. For a dollar, I will take whatever you got, provided it's running and it's nice and still smells cool on the inside.
Exactly. Another dollar so I can obtain my license. But all of that's in place, so it's definitely going to happen, and I will keep you posted. And if you come across anything, keep me posted.
Oh, yeah, I'll just float it all the way down over the border. Yeah,
That's right, because I'm coming out there just for that car. No.
Yeah, because you know what? I actually think that someone should buy each of us a car. Just putting it out there.
Just
we
right.
do a lot
and
of work for the community.
It.
Do something for us for once.
Give back. Give back to the Dr. Sue Foundation.
Give me it.
Definitely. Let's manifest that so it could totally happen. I'm into it. So,
give me it. Just give me it. Don't start.
Just give it to me. Like Oprah. Like I want to just bend over and go under my seat and have car keys like that.
You be careful where you're bending over now. Don't be picking up them keys. You don't know what the heck can happen.
That's so true. And I don't need no problems. So
and you haven't gone to the dojo yet, so you be careful where you be bending over, woman.
You absolutely right, and I'm going to pay attention because, like I said, I don't need no problems.
That's right.
Anyway, guys, we're getting out of here. You guys have a good night. And remember, check Dr. Sue out every other Tuesday and then check her out. I mean, yeah, is it Tuesday? Yeah, what's wrong with me? And then check her out on the interview show every other Thursday.
That's right. Same week,
That's
too.
It.
We
Same
made
week.
It easy for you.
Okay, double the pleasure. Double the fun.
Yeah, right on. Get your
Have
chocolate and
week.
Vanilla fix all in 1 week.
That's right. Without almonds.
No, man, I don't want no crunchy bits. It's got to be smooth, motherfucker. It's got to be smooth. No crunchy bits. It's only smooth
that's
from
it.
Here on out.
Okay, that's it. I'm done. Enough
okay,
laughs.
She's
Good
done.
Night. Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Doug. Insane in the Membrane. I'm going to leave you guys on a song. This one is called Wine by Mr. Melody. I'll see you guys next time. Until next time, stay in tune.
This is Peter, Mr. Melody. The one you got. Turn up, turn up.
Maniac, grab the whole bottle, tilt it back. Louboutin boots with the silver latch. Gingerbread girl, she's hard to catch. Gasoline, a demeanor, I've got the match. Yeah, I've got the match. Eye contact on the bar, she's stretched. Hot little mama rockin', those younger man, I got like a gun, but they ain't working on ya. Dancing up on her, and I know that she wanna back it up. Got these dudes on her tail like piranha. Work up a steam, turn the club in a sauna, and you're sitting there wishing you and me with a mama. Don't need a number when I know that I'm gonna get out in the parking lot, open the Hummer.
I'm in tune,
to take it to the moon, let's go.
I'm in tune,
I'm in tune,
I'm in tune.